Rishi Sunak, 60,399. Liz Truss, 81,326. Therefore, I give notice that Liz Truss is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. We'll come up on stage.
The result had been widely predicted, but it's no less significant given the candidates' differing approaches on the economy and helping people facing huge rises in energy bills. Liz Truss addressed those issues, but only after a tribute to the man she replaces as Prime Minister on Tuesday.
Boris, you got Brexit done. You crushed Jeremy Corbyn. You rolled out the vaccine and you stood up to Vladimir Putin. You were admired from Kiev to Carlisle.
Rishi Sunak resigned along with dozens of Conservative MPs, accelerating Boris Johnson's departure. He's now urged Tories to unite behind his former cabinet colleague, but she knows winning back public trust will be a big challenge.
After such a long selection process, the urgency for the new Prime Minister to tell the public exactly what steps they'll be taking over the cost of living crisis is clear. And Liz Truss can't have failed to realise that.
A lot of the work, I think, has been done, and I think the team are aware that once you transition from campaigning to government, this is a top question on people's minds, and people will expect to hear clear and comprehensive answers, and I think we'll get that later this week.
I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills, but also dealing with the long-term issues we have on energy supply.
After previously focusing on tax cuts, Truss is reportedly considering a freeze on energy bills, something the opposition Labour Party has called for.
There's a political consensus that that needs to happen. She needs to answer the question, how is she going to pay for that? Labour have been clear it needs to be a windfall tax on oil and gas companies. So she needs to show that she actually understands and can meet the challenges that are there after 12 years of failure of this Tory government.
And we will deliver a great victory for the Conservative Party in 2024. Thank you.
So no shortage of immense challenges. So immense, in fact, that some predict another leadership challenge before the next election is due in 2 years' time. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.